She covers the auto beat for the Michigan Radio Network. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks so much for being with us. Tom Watkins, who's a guest on this program, he is the former Michigan State Superintendent of Schools, but also a business guy who knows China very well, and he steered me to the story that you wrote and produced, and I thought it was very interesting. It was titled "Pure Michigan in China, Not for a While," say tourism officials. Tell us about the genesis of this story.
Well, the genesis was me going to Shanghai with the governor, the governor's trade mission, a few weeks back. And when I came back, I remembered that he had said we should be running Pure Michigan ads in China, and so I decided to sort of examine whether that's a possibility and what it would be like.
I thought it was interesting. You talked to some folks who are in the business, and especially in the business of hopefully gaining business from China, and we're not ready yet. When it comes to even how we say Michigan, there's many different ways to do that in Chinese, isn't there?
We're not ready. I don't think we have a great understanding of the language for sure. You know, we just assume you can translate, you know, anything into Chinese, and you really need to know what you're doing. You can say Michigan, you can say Michigan, and people don't even know where we are, so we kind of need to, I was told that we need to sort of choose how we say our name, and then we just need to get all on the same page. And there have been just some really silly mistakes with state officials going to China. In my story, I included an anecdote about Bob Ficano, the Wayne County executive, going to China many times. But on one visit, the Chinese media got it wrong, where he was from, and they said he was from the state of Mississippi.
Well, as your story says, Michigan has a lot to offer, and there's a lot of folks over there in China who could afford to come here.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is we need to get everyone on the same page. Is there anyone like in charge of that? I know we have tourism industry. I know that when it comes to attracting tourists from around the globe, we're pretty good. But is someone in charge of perhaps getting us on the same page in regards to China?
Well, I tried to determine that in my story, and I did speak to Elizabeth Parkinson, who's doing a great job with the Pure Michigan campaign for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and she said realistically, you know, if we're going to bring people here, you know, and run ads, I mean, that's an expensive proposition, and it's a ways down the road. It's really hard for Chinese people to even get a visa to come here to Michigan. There's like only six places, I think, in the entire country of China where you can get a visa to go to the U.S., and you have to physically go there. And China doesn't just hand them out to anyone who wants them. So that's the big barrier. And then, of course, you know, if we were to bring them here, we need to make sure we're taking care of their needs. And if they don't speak English, we have to have someone here who speaks Mandarin who can help them understand what we're all about.
Well, what I found interesting about your story got me to thinking about the auto industry. The auto industry realized how many people over there they could sell cars to.
Yeah.
And when you think about all the people that we could get to come visit here, it seems like something that we should be looking into for the future, because obviously it's going to take some years to get the foundation laid.
Yeah, and we are. I mean, the state officials are definitely aware of it. They're not ignoring China. But in terms of an actual international Pure Michigan campaign, it might be, say, South Korea, where we put the money first. That's what I was told by Elizabeth Parkinson.
I even saw a part of your story that talked about how the governor's communications, if you will, on a business card was a bit confusing.
Well, I can't say this for sure, but I was told by Corallo Chen, who's the owner of Motown Travel, which is a Chinese Detroit business travel agency, that even the governor's own business card that he took with him to China had a mistake in translation on the flip side, where everything is written in Chinese. And he, I mean, Corallo just gave me a whole book. He saved these business cards from different officials who've gone over to China page after page, where he pointed out all these mistakes that had been made. And you just need to be really careful, because it's not a Greek alphabet-based language. So if your name kind of translates into something that's negative in Chinese, you need to be aware of that and maybe change the way you present yourself and even change the way you pronounce your name in China. Like the one official, his name translated to Black Sun. So you can't go over to China and say, hi, I'm Mr. Black Sun.
Tracy Samilton covers the Auto Beat for Michigan Radio. I know that you spent some time in Shanghai. Tell us about your experience over there and covering the Auto Beat for Michigan Radio, what you learned.
Well, it's just booming. Even now with less government incentives to buy these fuel-efficient cars, it's still booming. The auto industry is still growing there at a pace of about 13%, and here in the U.S., it's pretty slow pickup in demand, but it's still growing in China. The main reason is just that so many people are entering the middle class at a really fast clip, and all of a sudden they can afford to buy their first car, and we have General Motors in particular really poised to take advantage of that, and then next, I guess you would say Ford Motor Company really saying, okay, we need to be ready for the next wave of people coming along who are getting enough money to buy a car. And it's just a huge, huge market for our domestic auto companies.
Was it a good experience? Would you go back?
It was really tough. It was really rough. Getting there is hard, getting back is hard, getting around Shanghai is hard. But I would say 3 weeks after I came back, I was like, you know what? I need to go back. There is so much to do there and so many stories.
All right. Tracy Samilton covers the Auto Beat for Michigan Radio. Trace, thanks so much for your time. We'll stay in touch.
My pleasure.